Well, if you're in a relationship with a controlling person who has, say, power over you in the sense that they sign your paycheck, what you do is you begin to understand that this is them, not you. You don't let other people's behavior own you any longer. I have to work for other people a lot. I have to give speeches, and when I do, I get paid for them, and when I get paid for them, I'm on their payroll, and they want certain things from me, and so on. But what happens there is you develop a kind of internal shield against the way that they're behaving. You understand that that's not you that they're talking to. And I think that talking to people in service professions, particularly waiters, for example, waitresses or stewardesses, flight attendants and cab drivers and all, that the highest functioning people in those professions are those who understand that those people are not talking to me. They're just talking to this role. And so they're treating this role this way, this role of waiter or waitress, and it has nothing to do with me. And so they begin to act at the highest levels towards those people. That is, when they send them anguish and hatred and bitterness, they send back love because that's all they have inside to send away. And they do the same thing with their bosses. You get to the point where you understand that these people are difficult, impossible, they're behaving in foolish and obnoxious ways, and that that has nothing to do with me. That's not mine at all. And they send them back love even in response to that. And I don't know if you've ever tried to argue with somebody who refuses to argue with you, who's just not interested, who isn't going to play your game. You have to learn how to do that with children all the time because they're constantly trying to corner you or get you trapped into their illogic. And once you buy into it, you're just sucked in totally. And as you begin to awaken more and more, you find yourself less and less consumed with how these other people treat you. And if it gets too bad or too difficult for you, then what you do is you just move on. And you don't leave with any bitterness. You don't say he shouldn't be acting this way or she's just no good or whatever. You just move away. And what you do is you move away inside. Inside. The way that you process all of this is really the key. And the things that used to upset me in people, now I almost always turn into love situations. Almost always. Not too long ago, a meter maid was giving me a ticket on my car for $10 for like 30 seconds over on the... And my reaction to that 10 years ago would have been anger and how dare you and all of that. And I just walked out to her and I started talking to her and I gave her a copy of one of my books. And she was like halfway through the ticket and she was just determined that she was going to write this ticket. And I said, if you have to write the ticket, it's all right. I don't have any problem with you writing the ticket. You're a very pleasant, nice person. And I started talking to her and I, do you have any children and all that? And she tore the ticket up. Now, whether she would have or wouldn't have, it would have been okay. Because one of the attachments that I don't have any longer is to money. Or the belief that you have to have a bargain in everything that you do and you have to get the right price. I'm not attached to that any longer. And that's a growth for me. Because I used to believe that if you didn't get a bargain, you just shouldn't buy it. So you can take almost the worst of situations, and if all you have to give away is harmony, because that's all that you are, you can turn it into something very positive very quickly, very nicely. And especially if you're not attached to being upset or angry at the way that this person is treating you. If you really get that inside of you, that this is really not me that they're treating this way, because that me, the real essence of who I am, who is Wayne Dyer, is not this body that they are talking to. It's how I choose to think. It's my thoughts. And they can't have that. They can never have that. You just bypass that. What happens also is you begin to avoid conflict and confrontation. Now, a lot of people, and I believed this earlier in my life, that you have to prove that you can deal with something. The analogy that I used to use is that if there's a great big pile of manure in the road, in the middle of the road, there are some people who will be walking down the road and they see this great big, ugly, smelly, awful pile of manure, and they'll say, hey, I can deal with that. And they go in and they jump right into this pile, and then they smell all day long, and they've got all of this kind of... And then there's other people who say, you know, that's manure, and it's really smelly. If you get it on you, you're going to not feel very good, and it's got diseases in it, and certainly you're not going to be welcomed in social circles and so on. So you just walk around it. The more enlightened you get, the more you begin to realize that conflict is a violation of harmony, and that if you participate in it, you become part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. And it gets easier and easier and easier to avoid conflict and confrontation when you don't have to be right anymore, when you see other people as where they are on their own path, and you let them be there. If they want to be all upset because their remote control isn't working right now, if that's where they want to be, then that's absolutely fine. And I do this with my children all the time. They get an emotional attachment to whether this person calls or whether they have to do the dishes or any number of things. I don't even talk about it anymore. These are your responsibilities. You live here. You understand that. I'm not going to join you. I'm just not going to get seduced into having this kind of... And you move away from it. And it isn't like you're acting. At first it is. At first you have to sort of act it out. And then you just slowly move away from it and move away. And then after a while you don't even notice it. And conflict isn't in your life any longer. And if enough of us did that, if enough human beings just sort of shied away from conflict and confrontation, just imagine how much war we could eliminate. All the kinds of things that you see people just obsessed by, if you just saw conflict and confrontation as something that isn't going to be a part of your life anymore. You don't have to be a wimp. You don't have to be pushed around. You don't have to have anybody victimizing you at all. You just simply refuse to participate in anything that's going to drag you down. You just don't have to go there. And you don't have to beat anybody up in order to prove that you're better than somebody else. All you've proven is that you can beat somebody else up. That's all you've proven. It doesn't make you right. It doesn't make them wrong. That's within you. And when you don't need to be that, and you understand where the people are, you just move on from that.